You know, humanity's spirituality is something that is open to wide and diversified speculation by many. And somebody once said to me, only recently too, that with all the methods that are going on out in the world, from people focusing on global healing to all the special dates that they tend to link into, if there's so many people focusing on the same thing to do a specific chore, why aren't the changes being seen? Why is the planet and the world in general still deteriorating like it is? And it's a bit like if you look at a machine and you're expecting it to do a job and it doesn't do a job that you want it to do because there's a piece that stops it, then the machine's of no use to you because you're not getting what you want from it. Well, it's the same thing with any application of a natural nature. It'll either work or it won't. And if everybody is doing the wrong thing, then all they're doing basically is adding to what's there because they're focusing on it. It's a bit like if you have 60 million people focusing on an earthquake in one region. That's a tremendous amount of force focusing into the ground, and they're imagining a disaster at the same time. So they're trying to influence the environment, unknown to them, in a very powerful way. Humanity doesn't understand the powers of the mind. It's one of the least explored areas of the human body. Oh, sure, they know the physical side of the brain, but even that's limited. There's a certain area in the brain that has the potential to focus energy out into the environment to create massive change very quickly. But humanity has not been taught these techniques. Now, I remember when I was doing a UFO conference in Cairo, and when I was in the States, I just finished doing a lecture tour, and we were talking about alien contact and about how society has been influenced by alien contact over the years. It's been seriously suppressed by specific governments. I've spoken to many people in the field, military and otherwise, and they all say the same thing. Now, I remember catching a flight from New York to Cairo to do this conference, and I got shown by a specific individual, not mentioning any names, documents with presidential seals showing agreements with alien contact in exchange for technology biological experimentation. I've seen photographs of certain things to do with space flight, the moon, smuggled out of NASA, and it's amazing how much of it is always being disguised by governments, but it has been happening. There has been alien contact. They agree that the contact has already been made. And then, of course, Edgar Mitchell comes out now and makes the same statement. So it just reinforces what we've said all along. But the secrets out there you couldn't possibly imagine are actually happening. But the general public is always kept in the dark, if you like. And in a way, their theory behind it is to stop mass hysteria. Because that's what you can get. I mean, you imagine if a spaceship 2,000 kilometers across came into orbit and then dropped into the atmosphere, and all you'd see from horizon to horizon in every direction is this spacecraft. There's a large amount of the population that would run for miles to try and get away from it because their paranoia would take over. We've seen alien invasions in movies, and 99% of them are of a negative nature. So you've been conditioned to be anti-alien. And that's curious, because It's like when you go to school, you're never taught what your thoughts are, how they work, how they interact with you, how they interact with the environment. You're never taught how your memory works, where it is precisely, how it interacts with you and the environment. These are things that you've never been taught. Yet you go to mystery schools and you join other secret organizations like the Rosicrucians, etc., and you're taught all the basics surrounding a lot of these. Freemasons were very good at it. Yet you go to ancient Egypt and you look at the high priests in Egypt and you see that all of their secrets are built into the temples in Egypt. All you need to do is know how to read it. Now, we've been saying for years that a lot of the secrets of humanity are built into the tombs and temples of Egypt. You just have to go there and have a look. Somebody said to me once, well, who built the pyramids? I said, well, the Egyptians didn't. Humanity would like to think that they did. Egyptologists would like to think that they did. But in actuality, it's very easy for an individual to turn around and appear somewhere, find a structure and say that it's theirs and they built it. That doesn't necessarily mean just because they say it, that they did it. So until there's absolute concrete proof that the early Egyptians built the pyramids, it's still out for debate. But coming back to humanity again, when I was asked about this UFO alien contact situation, I thought, well, you know, I'd research the alternative 13 scenario, and alternative 7. A lot of people don't know about those two. These are projects that were initiated many, many years ago. And we won't go into the discussion on it here, but that's another story. But it revolves around, again, alien contact and methodologies. Humanity has the ability to expand beyond where it is. But until you understand how you work, it's never going to happen. Now, here's some basics for you. First of all, your thoughts. Look at your brain like a biological computer. Imagine that you have a keyboard and you're keying in commands. Your brain's interpreting the command and making it happen. So let's say your brain, like the computer, has direct access to all the different energy levels that exist out in the environment. It can change the weather, it can do all sorts. So here you have all these people putting all this energy into specific things, and then certain things happen and they say, see, I knew that was going to happen. I told you it was going to happen. Well, of course you said, because, you know, if there's that many people thinking it, it's going to happen. You have to think in order to act. Well, the environment reacts to the effect of what you think. So if you say, for instance, I can't do something, and then you say, I can do something, they are one and the same. All you're doing is changing the words. But the actual energy stays the same. It's like me saying, okay, I'm going to tell this computer to add one and one. And then I'm going to tell it to take one away from one. I get two different responses, but the methodology is still the same. It still uses the same energy to do the calculation. Well, your brain works exactly the same way. You give it thought command, it comes out, it uses the energy, makes the occurrence take place relative to what it is you commanded it to do. People, you know, students come up to me and they say, oh, you know, I can't do this. And I'll say, well, the only reason you can't do it is because you think it. Change the thinking process around and these things will occur. Humanity has to recognize that any healing technique that you do is also associated with your thoughts. Your body reacts according to the way you treat it, the way you think about it. If you think something's going to affect you, you're letting it in. So you've got to turn around and say, no, it won't. Then you're not letting it in. You're blocking it, in other words. Humanity's spirituality is purely an understanding of controlling self. There's nothing really majorly mystical about it. These are methods that were done thousands of years ago by certain set groups and certain individuals. And humanity's tended to forget what it's all about. We rely more on technology than we do on thinking. I mean, you go to a child and you give him a mathematical equation in the school, he'll go straight to a calculator. Yet you look at the school system 20 years ago, the calculators weren't around. You have to do it in your head. So people were more mentally active back then than what they are now. So is it any wonder that the reports in the schools are easier? Because you're relying more on technology than the art of mental stimulation and calculation. So therefore, if your brain's using less energy, if it's becoming less active because you're relying more on technology, it means you produce less energy. So therefore, there's less energy going into the body. So therefore, the energy that heals the body is getting a lower power supply. So guess what? Your immune system isn't as strong, so therefore illnesses and sicknesses become more rife. That can affect your genetics to a point where you find the population of the earth starting to change. And when we start fiddling around with GM crops and things like that, that's just adding to the dilemma. If you don't understand genetics the way you're meant to, and the energy and the shape and the symbolism associated with it, then you shouldn't be doing it. You need to understand the interaction between changing the natural element in nature and finding out and discovering how it affects everything else. You can't use the planets as a test lamp because you live here. So if you decimate it, where are you going to live? So the whole future of mankind is based upon attitude, about each individual's ideals about what they can and cannot achieve. We look at the future, we see storms on the horizon, we see everybody focusing on 2012, and we wonder where it's going to go. Your future hasn't been written yet, and already people are trying to write it by saying, oh, you know, this is going to happen in 2012, that's going to happen in 2012. What if the calendar just happened to finish round about then? Why paint a dark picture when it's not happened? You've got to think that the future can be as bright as you want it to be. The choice is yours. We'll do another session on these and other areas in the future.